With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Farmer sentiment improved in the month of March as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer Index rose from 116 points in February to 127. The Current Conditions Index increased by 6 points, while the Future Expectations Index increased by 14 points. However, the Future Expectations Index this month was still 12 points below last year's December index and 16 points below the 2025 March index. The percentage of respondents who cited high input costs as their biggest concern increased from 44 to 46% during the month. However, the percentage of respondents who think the U.S. is headed in the right direction and who expect land prices to be higher 5 years from now also increased. The percentage of producers who indicated the U.S. is headed in the right direction increased from 59% in February to 65% in March. A higher percentage also expect land values to increase in the next 5 years, pointing to more long-term optimism. The USDA said inspections of corn and soybeans rose week to week, while wheat assessments declined during the week ending April 2nd. Corn inspections through the week totaled 2 million metric tons, up from 1.88 million a week earlier. The agency said that's also above the 1.61 million metric tons inspected during the same week last year. Examinations of soybeans for offshore delivery rose to just over 779,000 metric tons from 694,000 during the previous week. The total was down from the 817,000 assessed at the same point in 2025. Wheat inspections declined week over week to 334,000 metric tons from 386,000 tons a week earlier. That was down from the 816,000 inspected a year ago at the same time. Yearly corn and wheat inspections continue ahead of last year's pace, while soybean inspections continue to lag behind 2025. Deer & Company announced it has reached a settlement in the multi-district right-to-repair lawsuit filed back in 2022, bringing the case to a close without any admission of wrongdoing. The agreement, pending approval from the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Illinois, resolves claims related to customer access to equipment repair resources. Under the terms, Deere will contribute to a class settlement fund to compensate eligible members and cover legal and administrative costs. Deere also reaffirmed its commitment to providing customers and independent service providers with repair tools, manuals, and diagnostic software. We're pleased that this resolution allows us to move forward and remain focused on what matters most, which is serving our customers, said Denver Caldwell, Vice President of Aftermarket and Customer Support. Deere said it will continue investing in technology and services that improve equipment uptime for farmers and ranchers. Jed Bauer, president of the National Corn Growers Association, said farmers are raising concerns over rising fertilizer costs during what could be one of the most expensive planting seasons on record. He said in an op-ed that actions by major fertilizer producers like the Mosaic Company and J.R. Simplot are key factors contributing to ongoing price pressures. In 2020, Mosaic, supported by Simplot, petitioned for tariffs on phosphate fertilizer imports from Morocco and Russia. Federal regulators approved the request, leading to reduced imports and a sharp increase in domestic prices. Phosphate fertilizers are essential for crop production, especially for corn, and a limited supply has strained already tight farm budgets. Growers report billions in added costs since the tariffs took effect. If action isn't taken soon, the situation will only become more painful, Bauer said. The U.S. International Trade Commission is currently reviewing the tariffs, with farmers urging officials to lift restrictions and ease costs. That's your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.